Zach Fury of Garden of Eaten Plants is here with more in today's Going Green. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
What a simple and brilliant idea.
Thanks.
Now, tell me how this all began.
Well, first of all, it started with me doing my own garden. And after having it for, you know, a couple months, we loved it so much and our kids loved it. And we got so much from it. And it's just really, not only is it, you know, healthy and it's a fun thing to do, it's also just edifying, like you were saying, connect with nature. And I mean, people really, really appreciate that.
People are really kind of hungering, no pun intended, for that. We're disconnected from the land in today's society in a way that we didn't used to be. Everyone used to have a garden in their yard.
Exactly. I hear that all the time. And, I hear it all the time when I come back and I do replantings for people, because we'll change out the crops for them whenever it's, you know, winter or spring crops, whatever it may be. And I get to hear these stories that, oh, my kids love it so much. You know, she's my helper. She comes out here with me all the time. That happens all the time. And I also hear stories of just how much it's helped people in their lives, even their health-wise. I mean, one of the last few jobs that I did, someone was telling me that they were, you know, lost, you know, 20 pounds since I was last there, just from juicing stuff from their garden and having a much healthier, balanced diet.
That's great. So when you come to someone's home, how does it work? How do you build the garden? And what do you typically encourage people to plant?
Well, the way that it works is usually when someone books a garden, that's when I start going to work before I even get to their house. By the time I get to their house, it really only takes me a couple of hours because I have everything already built. I've gone to all the nurseries, I've picked up all the plants, and it really only takes me a couple of hours to get everything put together at that point and kind of go over just the few basic things that there are to go over with them, you know, like how much to water, when to water it, how to care for them, how to harvest, and things like that. So I give people that, you know, that confidence, you know, to kind of.
That's the thing. I think people are intimidated by this.
They are.
They need your help. Yeah.
You know, and it's another thing too is the stuff that I do when I go to someone's house. That's just the easier stuff. I mean, I drive all over town to all the different nurseries, and I even have people who grow for me. And of course, I'm picking up the wood to build the boxes and all of the soil and bringing it all to them. And a lot of people aren't even able to do all that kind of stuff.
Now let me ask you this. We have a particular kind of climate and soil. What are good plants for Florida?
Well, that's funny you mentioned the climate and the soil. We have a great climate for gardening all year round. I mean, this year is actually a really busy time for us, even with the cold, because, you know, we're doing our winter crops, which are so much fun because we do like lettuces and Swiss chard and, you know, different greens and collards and stuff like that, where, you know, you can basically use it every night. I mean, who doesn't want a salad before their dinner? And the soil is a lot of the times what people will get so frustrated with. You know, they say, oh, I don't have a green thumb. You know, I tried to plant these in my yard. Well, Florida has really kind of sandy soil.
Yeah.
And the way that we do it, since we do it in a raised bed, you're getting great, organic, rich in nutrients soil.
You bring in the soil.
I bring in the soil.
Okay.
Which makes a big difference.
What if someone has a tiny amount of land or they just don't have the space? What would you say to that client?
I would say, you know, try me. I mean, I can find a spot for it just about anywhere. Like I was saying earlier, I did one on the second story condo just the other day. And it's so easy for people, and you can't get fresher than, you know, instead of farm to table, backyard to table.
Sure. Do you ever run afoul of HOA rules in certain neighborhoods where they don't like the idea of corn or tomatoes in someone's backyard?
No, and that is a big question for people whenever they book with us. We haven't had any discrepancies with any HOA because it is something that's movable. It's not like you're building a building. You know, it's basically you're putting a planter in the side of your yard, and who can stop you from doing that?
Yeah. So how big is a typical plot? How many square feet?
The gardens that I usually build them around 6x3. But, you know, of course, we can talk with people, and, you know, if you have
that's
a size
very
that's
big.
Like, yeah. No, but you'd be surprised
how much you can fit. What would be a fully built out? What all would be, say if you came to my house, because I'm thinking about this, what's going in my plot?
Well, I mean, I could do, and it depends on what people, you know, like.
Yeah.
I usually bring a wide variety and let them choose. But, you know, I could do like 2 rows of kale, you know, 2 rows of romaine, 2 rows of butter crunch, you know, a row of collards, a row of Swiss chard, and I could fit all that in a 6x3 box.
A lot of greens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so interesting. And, you know, there's so much more I want to ask you, but we're almost out of time. Do you do this only in Duval County, or do you go across our listening area?
I do it in Jacksonville and St. Augustine, but yeah, I pretty much cover all of Northeast Florida. And people can contact us on our Facebook page at Garden of Eaten Plants.
And that's EATIN.
Correct.
Garden of Eaten Plants. It's kind of grown through word of mouth, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, with the neighbors, I mean, of people who get the gardens, they're I want one now, you know?
Really?
Absolutely.
So a neighbor sees one and they get excited too. Well, it's a great idea. It's Garden of Eaton Plants. Zach Fury will come and help you set up your own backyard garden. Good for your health. And I bet it really gets the kids eating their vegetables too. If they're involved in planting and watching the plants grow.
Oh yeah, it gets
that
them
makes
excited
a difference, yeah.
To eat their vegetables. They're like, "Oh wow, look at how this thing has come along and grown."
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa.